you're trying to get a house built, you'll know that construction times are blowing out. It's partly because of a shortage of materials and labour, and it's left builders struggling to keep up. John Daly prepared this report.
Builder Brett Lunny is on the tools for a home renovation in the Queensland city of Toowoomba, and demand for his services is rising. So too are costs for things like timber and subcontractors who work on site. And builders are feeling the pressure.
Well, it's very difficult because we're quoting a job maybe 3 or 4 months ago. And before we do it, we might have had 2 price increases since then. So we lock into a fixed price contract with the client and then we sort of experience a much lower profit margin, so it comes off our bottom line.
New data from the Bureau of Statistics shows building costs jumped 2.8% in the March quarter, the biggest quarterly rise in 21 years. That's being driven by strong demand for materials and labour for new builds, pushed along by government home buyer schemes. At the same time, the effects of the pandemic and housing booms in other countries like the US are stretching global supply chains for materials to the limit.
No, I've never seen it like this. We quite often get a letter from, say, the concrete plant or the steel plant that price increases might have been going up 2%, but we were experiencing price increases of 10% or 15% in those sort of jumps.
Adding to costs and delays for construction is the shortage of labour. Danita Warne is the CEO of Master Builders Australia.
So we call it a cost and cash flow crunch that is affecting the industry. We simply do not have enough people working in the industry at the moment to meet demand.
Danita Warne says the new Labor government needs to act on its election promise to work with state and local governments to tackle planning laws and taxes, which are barriers to boosting the supply of residential housing. She also wants more migration to help fix labour shortages in the sector.
We think it's really important that the new incoming government works with industry to focus on reinvigorating migration to this country and making it a little bit more flexible, particularly given unemployment below 4%.
At the worksite in Toowoomba, Brett Lunny says building costs are in flux and home buyers are also struggling with that.
So they've had to budget or get a deposit together, and then the goalpost shifts for them because the price went up, so it then puts them behind as well.
The industry expects building activity will be at capacity until the middle of next year. Then rising interest rates may begin to soften demand.
John Daly reporting there.